listening to KDNK Radio. I'm your host, SS Kitty, and you're listening to the Current Ritual Public Affairs Show. And today, I am super excited. We're going to be talking paddleboarding. My content on this show is usually pretty heavy, but I decided today we were going to have some fun. It's summer, so we're going to keep it light. So I have Jamie here with me. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I am Jamie Fisk with Stand Up Paddleboard Marble, and I have owned the business now with my mother, Cindy Fowler, for 6 years now. We're in our sixth summer, and I'm just on here to talk about what we're offering this summer and some things that are happening in Marble, Colorado.
Yay, and that's one thing that is a theme on my public affairs show is I love to have female-owned and family-owned businesses highlighted. So that's so cool that you and your mom have had this for 6 years. So first, let's start. Most people in this valley, I guess, whether they do it or not, they know what stand-up paddleboarding is. For any of our viewers who don't, or viewers, listeners, mm-hmm. who don't know, can you explain, like, what the equipment is and then what kind of places you've been trained to use this equipment?
Yeah, so a stand-up paddleboard is a watercraft that you can take out onto lakes or rivers or oceans. And you put a fin on the bottom of it. Usually there's 3 to 5 fins depending on how you're using this certain stand-up paddleboard. You need definitely a PFD. That's one of the most important parts to stand-up paddleboarding.
And a PFD is a life jacket, personal flotation device.
Personal flotation device. A lot of people say PDFs, and we're not talking office.
Yeah, these aren't documents.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So you need your paddle. I always say board, fin, paddle, pump, PFD. That's like my go-to.
That's basic, yeah. And yeah, I paddleboarded the Colorado a few weeks ago when the water was high, so I had a helmet on as well.
Yes,
and a wetsuit.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it was
helmets
cold.
On the rivers.
Yes, right.
Helmets definitely on the rivers, and wetsuit or dry suit, or I like to wear shorty and river boots
right.
on the river.
Right, because, mm-hmm. yeah, it was cold when I went, and I was like, I don't want my muscles to freeze up on me when I need to get back up on my board.
No, you can get very cold if you fall in the water right now.
Right.
So it's definitely wise to dress not for the air temperature, but for the water temperature.
Right. And that's the one thing with a lot more visitors to Colorado and tourism, you know, with like climbing 14ers, you know, and all these activities, I feel like sometimes people don't realize that there's a lot to know to be safe, you know, and it's not just, especially if you're going to get on a river, mm-hmm. maybe a lake. If you're a novice, you can go out. But tell us a little bit about your paddling experience and the certifications that you have for doing this
so,
and teaching.
I flat water level 1 lessons. So that basically goes over parts of the board, how you stand up on the board, how you turn the board. And then I also was certified through Charlie MacArthur up in Aspen. And he certified me in level 1 and 2. So that's ACA, and that's American Canoe Association.
Okay. And so if people are interested in paddleboarding, but maybe have been scared to try, or, you know, their kids are interested, how do they get in contact with you to access your services?
So we have a website, and our website is sup-marble.com. And then that takes us you to the socials that we have, Facebook and Instagram. Instagram is sup_marble, and same with Facebook.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So those are the best ways to access.
Yep.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
perfect.
And you can find us on Google as well.
Oh, awesome. If they, Google mm-hmm. that. Perfect.
Yep. Yeah.
So that, so you're sort of an access point to help people feel comfortable to go out on their own adventures if maybe they're not so sure how to manage.
Yeah.
And what about the equipment? Are they able to rent equipment from you or buy? How does that work?
Both. So we have all the equipment that someone needs to rent to go out on their own or for a lesson. We also have boards for sale. We are authorized dealers of Soul paddleboards, Hala, Badfish, and those are the three.
Awesome. Awesome. And they can, and if people are interested in buying or renting, those same places, Facebook, Instagram, your website,
definitely.
Or where to access all mm-hmm. that.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I have a personal question too. So the Colorado was gnarly when I was paddleboarding, and I was kneeling a lot. Is that frowned upon? Or what's like the feeling about kneeling
it's totally fine unless you're racing.
Okay, because it's supping, race, you know, it's stand up paddleboarding. And I was like, I don't feel comfortable standing up.
No,
is
think
it okay?
You need to listen to what your body's telling you and to listen to that to make sure you're safe on the rivers, except especially right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, I was kneeling a lot because I did not. I got tossed in twice and it was intense.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not trying to fall in more than twice.
Yeah, no, that's fine. And you can even just sit on your board.
Right. Right. Yeah, okay, so, cool. Yeah. Well, I wanted to, since you have the in on paddleboarding and I'm not that, you know, I'm not novice, but I'm also not like, I've only been doing this for 2 years, I think, 2-3 years.
I mean, it's nice to get on the lake and get your stand up paddleboard feet underneath you. My friend Allie and I, we have started just in levels. So we have gone from Dotsero to Bear Ranch is a great place to start. It's pretty much flat moving water. And then there's two wave trains at the end. And if you fall in, then you can take out at Bear Ranch, pretty close to where the takeout is. And so then you don't get as cold. And
that's on the Colorado. Bear Ranch.
Yeah,
is
Colorado,
on the
and the Eagle flows into the Colorado. Yeah.
Okay.
And then Carbondale to Iron Bridge is great. Right now it's pretty big.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now.
Go past Iron Bridge, those Cemetery Rapids, I've done that on a paddleboard before and it was gnarly. Definitely got tossed in.
Yeah. Yeah. And then another great place to try is North Star. But recently there was a tree down in North Star. And so they were telling people to get in at a south gate, I think. Okay. And then there's only like a foot underneath the bridges. So I believe you have to either lay down.
Oh, wow.
Or go on your belly on the board to go under the bridges.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, just the water's
so
still
high.
Raging.
I've lived here for 9 years and I've never seen the rivers this big for this long.
Yeah.
And you're a local, like you're from. So yeah, I was going to say historically, have you seen it like this before?
No, I've never seen it this big. I have seen it, the crystal very, very low. And there was an article in the Soper Sun that we did. It was just rocks and some water. And
so it feels good to see
all
this water.
Yeah, it feels good to see all the snow melt coming off the mountains and right. heading into our rivers.
So do you have any signature like tours or signature service areas that if people are going to contact you, they should expect to have a lesson or a tour with you?
So we don't really do tours.
Okay.
It's more like of a guided service. Right now I'm not guiding on the rivers. Okay. It's just I don't feel like it's safe right now to be guiding on the rivers as far as stand-up paddleboarding goes.
Mm-hmm.
So I do teach at 13 Moons Ranch, and I also teach, I have a permit at Harvey Gap that I can take people to, and then I also have Chair Mountain Ranch, which is a little pond right when you take 133 and turn onto 3 to get into Marbled. Chair Mountain Ranch is right on your right.
Right, I'm familiar. Yeah, it has that big wooden sign there.
Okay, yeah, it's cool. A beautiful location.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. So we do have some events coming up with Sup Sisters Colorado. There is a river event coming up, and it's going to be near the Rancho del Rio. So it'll be a stand-up paddleboard camping and yoga event that's coming up, hosted through Sup Sisters Colorado. And also Life's Too Short Fitness. And so the Women's Sup River Adventure Weekend is July 21st through 23rd. And we still have open spots for that.
Nice.
And we will be camping at the Rancho del Rio and stand up paddleboarding on the Colorado. There.
Okay. Where is the Rancho del Rio?
So if you go to Dotsero and start going up the road there, it's kind of hard to explain, I guess.
So not far from the valley.
This is really a local event.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So it's only like 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
You have spots available. Mm-hmm. So any of the listeners out there, they should contact you through the Facebook or Instagram.
Definitely.
Oh, awesome. To gain access to this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
And how many nights is it?
So So it's two nights.
Okay.
Friday and Saturday night. So we'll be stand-up paddleboarding on Saturday and Sunday.
Nice.
And we just do different sections of the river.
And people providing their own equipment for this event?
No, they can rent as well.
They can rent for the event mm-hmm. as well? Yep. Awesome.
Yeah. So we'll be camping. People last year brought camper vans,
nice.
Their tents. Sometimes there's cabins available.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a really fun event and a really great way to connect women on the river.
Is it women only? Is it families, kids?
It is women only.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Are there any other events, either paddleboarding or marble or anything else? And I did want to ask too, weave it into the conversation whenever it feels good. Like, why marble? I'm curious, you know, why you and your mom chose marble, and I'm just interested.
My parents do live in Marble, and I felt like paddleboarding was becoming a passion of mine, and so I was exploring becoming an entrepreneur and starting a business on my own with my mom, and we co-created our logo, and our logo is based off of the blue dragonflies that are all around Beaver Lake. And so the wings are the paddle boards, and then the paddle is the body of the dragonfly.
Very cool. She's wearing the shirt right now. Y'all can't see it, but I've never, like, I've known your logo, but I never, like, saw all of that. And that is, that's so cool.
Yeah. So we got our inspiration from nature. And we had some very good friends help design the logo and family members. So
very cool.
Yeah, it's just exciting. And one of my passions is I love summer and water. I grew up as a competitive swimmer, and I've always been a teacher at heart. So lifeguarding, coaching swimming growing up, coaching at the Colorado State summer camp for kids that were inspiring competitive swimmers. And so, yeah, water is my element of choice.
So, yeah, it seems like SUP Marble is just like the combination of a lot of your passions.
Yeah, definitely.
And then tell more for people who don't get up to Marble or aren't exploring Marble yet. I love going up there. And so I know the gem, you know, of
it. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit more about events or places to get a bite or a drink or, you know, whatever
definitely.
You would want our community
good,
to know?
Good pairing is either stopping by Propaganda Pie and then going stand-up paddleboarding or going up to Slow Groovin. So either eating before or after you go to the lake. There's also the Marble Hub. And the Marble Hub is a great place to go get coffee and desserts and artwork. That's a really beautiful local nonprofit that is located right across the street from Slow Groovin.
You just educated me. I did not know about the Marble.
Not a lot of people.
So is it like up the hill?
So
where is it?
If you are coming and like if you are, let's see, Slow Groovin's on the right and then their parking lot's on the Slow Groovin's on the left.
Yes.
Their parking lot is on the right. If you take a left, the hub's like right there.
On your right? Like if you take a left past Slow
Groovin?
Yeah,
it's on the right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I guess when I go, because that's when I started paddleboarding, I like to take my son up to Beaver Lake. That's like one of our summer activities because it's cooler. Like on the super hot days mm-hmm. in the valley.
Yeah, it's a totally different environment
it's
up there.
So nice. Yeah. And so we usually go up there, paddleboard, hang out, and then go to Slow Groovin. So it's like, you know, when I go past Slow Groovin, I just take a right.
Yeah.
And I guess I've never.
Yeah, a lot of people zip by the Marble Hub.
Okay.
And there's ice cream there.
What? Don't tell my son. Don't tell George.
Know about that. So yeah, there's great events going up in Marble. I am teaching yoga on Mondays at the Redstone Inn at 9 a.m.
Okay.
And that is to support the restoration of the jailhouse that's located in Marble at the Children's Park.
Okay, hold on. that was just a loaded statement. So we're restoring a jail. We're not going to put the kids in the jail.
No. So, it's very historical. It's a very great, I mean, it's fun to go look at and explore.
What are they, is it turning in, what's the restoration, like, goal of the project?
That's a good question. I feel like it's just making sure that it doesn't fall down and maybe
safe. Is it going to be like the museum that's up there where you can like walk around?
Yeah, you can walk around in it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's so. Yeah, the Marble Jailhouse Restoration Project. It's the money that is paid to for Yoga goes a little bit to the restoration project.
Okay. So
and
you
I'm
said
not exactly sure how they're restoring it. But
okay. But to make it safe for people to walk through so it doesn't collapse.
Yeah.
Probably structurally keeping it intact. Okay, cool.
A funny sidebar.
Yeah.
My husband and I took some of our engagement photos in there, which was, you can imagine that.
Oh, interesting. I'm going to have to go to the hub and go to this.
Yes.
Because these are places I have not explored yet.
Yes. And then there is a mountain market and historic story time on Fridays at 3 to 7 at the hub.
Okay.
And then the Marble Fest is a big one. One of our biggest events in Marble. August 5th and 6th, 4th, 5th and 6th, there'll be music up there.
Okay.
And there's going to be kids carnival games up there. So, yeah, and lots of great music. I'm pretty sure Dragon Deer is playing, which is one of my favorites.
Nice.
David Walker Good Band. Yeah, so everyone should go up and check it out.
So Marble Fest with music and vendors and all are welcome. There's kids games, families, August 4th, 5th, 6th up in Marble.
Yep.
And then you're doing yoga. Is it? Did you say 9 a.m. on Mondays?
Yes.
At the Redstone Inn?
At the Redstone Inn.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Behind the wedding tent.
Do you have to pre-register to come to the yoga or
you
do drop-in?
It's drop-in.
Oh, perfect.
$15 drop-in.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So,
if anybody needs to go.
Stream next to it, so it's great.
Are you doing outdoor?
It's outdoor, yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, so people just need to bring their water bottle and their yoga mat and themselves.
Exactly. Yep.
And $15.
Yep.
So if you're heading to Redstone Monday, go to yoga first with Jamie before you head up to the hub.
Yeah.
Or to the jail.
Yeah.
or paddleboarding or any of the other things.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, and then something that we should probably discuss too is what would you say is the paddle season?
It's probably, well, this year it was Junuary all through, January and June.
Right.
So we've stand up paddleboarded in April before.
Okay.
But not this year. It took a while for all the snow to melt off.
Right.
And then it goes until about October, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
So April to October, sort of max for that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And would you say when's like the sweet spot? And obviously it's different because of the flow rates and all of that.
Yeah.
But when is like a safe time to be on the river in your mind? Or what's the safest?
It depends on the CFS, I would say. Always look into the CFS.
And tell people for viewers, you all can't see us. for the listeners, explain what CFS is if they're not aware.
So CFS is the amount of water that's in the river at the certain time. And so right now at Glenwood Springs, it's running at 3,480 CFS. So it's, I can't remember exactly.
Like where the parameters
are.
Where
I definitely think 1,000 and under is nice and not under
and we're at
3,000. 700. Yeah.
Okay. So 700 to 1,000 is like the sweet, safe.
Yeah, probably. Flow. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And we're at 3,000 right now.
Yeah. We've done Tuesday night supper clubs in the past on the river. So the ladies meet and just go paddleboarding together on the river.
Okay.
And that's a very, really fun event that, well, we don't really do it as an event, just a gathering of women.
It's like an unofficial, so that's not like a Sup Marble specific thing. It's just like a community event.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And have you started that up, or you said not yet because of the rivers?
Not yet.
Right.
Yeah, not yet.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a good idea to go on the river if you've had a lot of training and a lot of experience on moving water.
Right.
And it, yeah. So.
I was probably, at least I had the right equipment. I haven't had a lot of training, but I was an athlete in college and I was like, you know what? I'm going to see what happens. What about the leashes? Do you recommend wearing a leash on the river or not with the paddleboard?
I personally wear a quick release leash.
Okay.
a lot of people, I mean, it can go back and forth. Some people don't wear leashes. It's definitely not safe to wear an ankle leash.
Okay.
Because it could catch you. And if your board's still going and you're caught under something, you're going to be stuck to your board and not being able to release your ankle leash.
Okay. So I didn't have one. So that's when I bailed. You know, yeah. I was just like very aware, like,
yeah, just
I've got to grab my board immediately. Don't lose my paddle.
Either. Yeah, like, just keep the paddle. I mean, the most important thing is you.
Right.
So just take care of yourself first and always have your feet go first down the river. And if you float on your back, you're most likely going to catch up to your stand-up paddleboard with your feet down the river. And then, I mean, another safety gear are throw bags. So if someone else in your party has a throw bag, that's a smart piece of gear to have.
And that's like something where there's something on the end and then like a tennis ball or something on the other end, and it has a long line where they can toss it to you and then kind of reel you in.
Yep, exactly.
If you need.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Cool. See, I guess I know enough to get in trouble. Probably. I got taken because I didn't have the leash and so I didn't want to lose any of my equipment. And one of these big rapids, I mean, there were big waves. It was a month. 3 weeks ago or something.
Yes, yeah.
There were some big waves and it took me, one of them took me and I ended up head first down the river on my back, you know, facing the wrong way. And the paddleboard had flipped upside down and was on top of me.
Oh, geez.
And so very quickly I was pleased with how I reacted, but very quickly I was like, okay, and I pushed the paddleboard up in the air and flipped my body around and got my feet going first.
Yeah, exactly.
I flipped the paddleboard over and then I jumped on top of it.
Perfect.
And like before I even knew it, I was back on it. And good. I was like, way to go, Kat.
Yeah, that's great. Yep.
But I think that's the difference. Like I like challenging myself in those ways, those like intense situations. Mm-hmm. Because it's almost like you either freak out and freeze or you execute and you like show up
exactly
for yourself without even thinking. And so people need to realize that is maybe part of the challenge or the benefit of learning to paddleboard.
Yeah, I would say there's definitely some rescue skills that you can practice on flat water before you go into the river. We cover those in my stand-up paddleboarding lessons, like a safe way to fall.
Right.
Two safe ways to get back on the board. Mm-hmm. So
it takes a core strength. That's great. And pelvic floor. I have a kid, and that's what I realized when I started paddleboarding. I was like, dang, this is amazing pelvic floor therapy too. You could probably have a postpartum class for moms.
Possibly.
You're like, yoga is good enough for that. All right. Let me see if there's anything else, because we're closing in on the end of our show here, and I want to make sure we. Are there any other events you want the community to know about?
So we do full moon sups at Beaver Lake, and we organize those two nights before the actual full moon, because in Marble, the full moon doesn't rise on the actual full moon until way later in the night, around 11:30.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll be planning some more sunset paddles, most likely at Harvey Gap. And then I am partnering with Life's Too Short Fitness as well in Costa Rica, February 15th through the 22nd. And that's another event that is going to be incredible. Stand-up paddleboarding, yoga, zip lining.
Wow, in Costa Rica.
In Costa Rica. So that's another great event.
And then are all of these events posted on your Facebook and Instagram? So if people go to those, they can kind of see the upcoming events and what they can involve themselves in.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me see if there's anything else. I don't think so. But I also want to give a shout out to Amy, because she's listening from Forever Our Rivers. And we've partnered with her in a fundraiser on Instagram, and Forever Our Rivers partners with a lot of great other water-based environmental groups that promote sustainability of the rivers. And so right now we've raised $5 and our goal is $100. So raising money for Forever Our Rivers Foundation. And last month was National Rivers Month. So it is, if you just want to donate $1, $5, anything helps to make the rivers thrive. And this helps through with projects of restoration and conservation of vital river projects. So,
and where can where can the listeners go to donate if they feel moved to do
either this? Forever a River's Instagram page or our Instagram page. There's a picture of my dog Luna. Okay. So you'll just click on that and then you can donate. And awesome. Again, our goal is $100. So
that seems reasonable.
Yeah. So.
Well, if you're listening and you love rivers and you love sustaining mm-hmm. our beautiful place that we live, mm-hmm. that we like to play and grow and thrive, definitely consider donating. Let me see what else. So this is kind of a funny question, but 10 years from now, so Marble has changed, not dramatically, but.
No, not dramatically.
It hasn't changed in the 10 years, you know, almost 10 years I've been around. It hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. So what do you think the next decade looks like for Marble?
Well, right now there is a committee that is coming up with a master plan for Marble.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we're right at the end. Thank you for listening, everyone.
I know. So thank you for coming on and letting us know about paddleboarding and fun places to go and safety to consider. Yeah. And I wish you the best of luck with all your events.
Thank you, Kat.
Yes, thank you for listening. I hope everyone has a blessed day. Until next time, this has been the Current Ritual Public Affairs Show. Take care of each other.